Dear reader, we often remember the story of our lives as a blur of a million moments, sloppily compiled into the scrapbook of our minds. As the days become months and those months become years, the details of these moments slowly fade away and are buried in some distant place that even the most skilled cartographer would never find. But among the blur are those few defining moments we could never forget. Some that made us smile, and others that made us cry. Whether it's the nostalgia of a childhood Christmas morning, or the trauma endured while we held an animal we loved as they took their last breath. These moments have the power to change us from who we are into who we were meant to be. When I recall the defining moments in my life, I can't help but think of the animals who changed me. This may surprise some of you, but I wasn't always the animal lover I am today. For the longest time, I thought caring for animals was just another responsibility of humankind, an act that only benefited the animals. Looking back, I couldn't have been more wrong. Today, I believe God desires for us to extend compassion to all animals, but not solely for us to change their lives. I suspect his principal reasoning is for these animals to change us, that their capacity to love and be loved may one day awaken the possibilities living within us all. I've read touching stories highlighting the powerful bond between humans and animals, ranging from cats, dogs, horses, goats, pigs, chickens, and even snakes. Although I love all animals, my experiences have always been with dogs. Chelsea, Lexi, Maximus, Spartacus, and Gunner, to name them all. In this book, I unpack my life's journey alongside these incredible dogs, whose immeasurable impact led me to founding a nonprofit organization that advocates for animal welfare. I'm neither a natural writer nor an orator. I'm nobody special. Just a guy with a story who learned about love, friendship, and forgiveness from some unlikely heroes. I say unlikely because at the end of the day, they're dogs. They slobber, chew up shoes, and poop on your new hardwood floors even after you've taken them outside. But there's something more to these intricate beings that draws us closely together. A force that exists in an invisible realm beyond their grasp of our understanding. It's a phenomenon that isn't easily explained, yet it's undeniably felt. There's little in our human experience that compares to the joys of loving and being loved by an animal. Whether your animal companion is still with you or has passed, I hope as you read my story, you'll envision yourself in your own story and recall those defining moments that changed you. And afterward, you'll arrive at this inexorable truth. As much as your beloved animal needed you, you also needed them. C.S. Lewis writes to his goddaughter, Lucy, in his dedication of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, "Someday, you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again." For reasons beyond my understanding, I've been fortunate enough to have lived my own fairy tale. It's altogether ugly and beautiful, sorrowful and hilarious, fearful and courageous, despairing and redeeming. Despite life being painful at times, I wouldn't have had it any other way. It's made me who I am today, flaws and all. Although I've been alive for 33 years, I'm realizing that my story has just begun. And with some help from these beautiful creatures, both those of my past and present, I'm slowly discovering who I'm meant to be. I wish for the day to arrive when you'll bravely embrace your own fairy tale that was lived alongside the animals in your life, with all its joys, sorrows, love, and loss. And in that moment, you'll truly understand that these animals live within us forever, leaving behind their paw prints on our hearts. Your friend, Kirk.